Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're listening with Amber Moore, and she's over in Avoca Way. Good morning to you, Amber.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Amber, food is important to us in many, many, many ways, and you've just been doing a number of different projects. I want to start first in talking about a farm visit that's coming up tomorrow.
Yes, we're hosting part of a Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day on our farm. Forktail Farm is just outside of Avoca in rural Shelby County, and my husband and I have been there. This is our third growing season, so we just started out in 2014.
How big is your farm?
It's really small. It's the original 120-acre plot. My father moved there in 1955 with his parents. But we just work on the 4.46 acres that have the homestead property. And 120 acres is rented out for row crops.
You know, and I think that's an important point, Amber, because we're talking about growing food, some food that doesn't take acres and acres. What are some of the crops that you grow?
We've got about 46 different varieties around right now. So there's just a little bit of everything. Well, I guess I took my garlic out to make that 45. But, you know, different peppers, different tomatoes, a couple of different kale varieties, other brassicas like kaolets, kohlrabi. I went out today and I grabbed three or four things that I needed to make lunch. So it's just, it's food you can,
And it's so much fun just to go out and get those things and bring them in and eat them. So people can come and see your farm and visit with you. That's one of the important things. This is the Practical Farmers of Iowa tour. And one of the important things is to share information.
Yes, and I think seeing different farming styles and meeting with other farmers, I mean, it's a networking organization, and that's so important. And what we're talking about is collaboration and mentorship in the farming industry as we, you know, try to develop more food growers. So that's going to be the topic, but we'll talk about anything anyone has questions about on our farm.
And this could be somebody who's already farming, or maybe there's somebody who said, I'm kind of interested. I have a couple of acres I'd really like to do something with. This would be the perfect time to come and visit you and then follow up at Rolling Acres Farm, which is going to be the second stop on this visit for this weekend. And what time is that?
2 o'clock at Forktail Farm. People will depart our farm about 3:40 and head up to Atlantic for Rolling Acres portion. And there'll be a dinner. So if people are interested in attending the dinner, they can RSVP to Lauren at Practical Farmers of Iowa. There should be information on their website.
Okay. So this is all happening tomorrow, right? Saturday. Is that right? Or
yes.
Sunday? Saturday.
Saturday, correct.
Okay. Tomorrow. And you can show up, but if you want to stay for your dinner, you better let people know you're coming. So great opportunity to visit with folks to see what's going on and check out all of your crops that are going on. Do you have any, like, fruit trees?
We do. My husband is really a lover of the fruit trees. So he has established 4 cherry trees. They aren't producing yet. He's got, I think, 6 nut trees he's done. And then we've got a couple apple trees that we got some fruit off of last year, but we're just starting out with a very small dwarf orchard.
Okay, well, you got to start somewhere, Amber.
That's right.
And it does take a while for those fruit trees to get to the stage where they are going to produce, but you have to get started. So that'll be really interesting to see how all that comes along. So that's tomorrow, the Practical Farmers of Iowa tour starting at your home. And what's your address?
1044 County Road F, as in Frank, 66.
Okay, so you can put that in your GPS or whatever and find you easily. Okay.
And there should be PFI signs, too, on the road.
Okay, great. Great, Amber. We're visiting with Amber Moore about the Practical Farmers of Iowa stops that's tomorrow, but we want to look ahead a little bit further, Amber, because you have another big adventure, kind of first time out for you folks, although it's something that's been done in a lot of different places, but you're pretty brave. You're starting this event in Avoca. So what is it?
We're doing the Avoca Main Street Longest Table. It's a concept. We've had a successful farmer's market now for 2 1/4 seasons, and people really enjoy it. I've learned a lot more about the farmers living in our area, and people are seeing that local food is a viable option for them to purchase and have in their homes. So we wanted to do something to celebrate our farmers market vendors, to celebrate the growing season, and our Main Street supporters. We're having a one long table down the middle of Avoca Main Street on North Elm Street in Avoca, and we're going to be having a local food feast, a 5-course meal.
Wow. How long is the table going to be?
You know, we're going to put together at least 10 tables, and it might be up to 15. We'll kind of have to see when we get our chairs out there.
Okay. But really a fun concept, and people kind of like Farmers Market. Come and visit with people, see who else is there. And so that's kind of the beginning, is visiting with people. But when we talk about the longest table, we expect some really good food at that table.
Yes, you bet. And I met with our chef today, and we talked about ideas and concepts of what will be available and what our market vendors who are participating have said they'll have. And I've been hungry ever since. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And, of course, you have to look ahead. You know, you're not always sure, because Mother Nature plays some tricks on us sometimes. But with the number of farmers that you have in the area that are producing food, I'm sure you're going to have a good variety.
And we will.
I was going to say five courses, right?
Yes, five courses. We're going to have an hors d'oeuvre course. We'll have a soup course, a salad course. There'll be a main course with a protein and starch, and a dessert course.
Talk about making me hungry, too. And all of this food is coming locally.
It is. Apart from some of the cooking oils and things like that, which, you know, there's no great olive groves in Iowa. But we will be obtaining everything else from our market vendors and Southwest Iowa farmers.
Okay. Probably some people want coffee, and we don't grow much of that either.
Right. That's another good point.
So, yes, it's we can get the major part of things, but sometimes we need those little additions that are grown elsewhere. What about, we've talked about food, what about all the flavorings, the herbs? Is that something that you're using also?
Definitely. We have a lot of market vendors who get a lot of their customers returning for herbs. So we have someone who does teas and jams. We're using different herbs. There will probably be some pestos that involve some other sturdy greens along with herbs. So we're gonna really try and highlight as many flavors as possible, you know, not to be overwhelming, but so people really see the potential in what's grown in their own area.
You bet. Now, Amber, we need to talk about getting tickets, because, of course, if you want to attend this longest table, you need to be getting a ticket.
Yes, there's only 100 seats available. We've already sold over a quarter of them, so people need to buy them now.
And how do we do that?
You can either contact me at Avoca Main Street. My phone number is 307-0172. You can go to our Wednesday evening markets from 5 to 7 p.m. on Main Street in Avoca, and the Avoca Main Street booth right outside our courthouse will have tickets for sale, $25 each. Or you can go online at brownpapertickets.com, and you can do a search for Avoca Main Street Longest Table, and the tickets are available there.
Okay, so if we want to know more, that Avoca Main Street Longest Table, is that what we want to check out? And then
check that out.
Okay. And then it will tell us more about what's going on and also about getting tickets. And I think it's a good idea not to wait too long to get those tickets, because we don't want to run out. The limited number. So, Amber, you have a couple of other projects that you're working on, too, as I understand, a farm-to-school project?
Yes, I've been a speaker, a guest speaker at the AHSTW Elementary. I came and I talked about our farm and the type of farming I do and why I do it in our area. And so they piloted the program this year, the Big Garden Assisted and Southwest Iowa Food and Farm Initiative, and it was very successful, and they're excited to continue it next year.
So are the children growing food?
Yes. Yes, they worked with one class, the fifth grade class, and they literally created a garden. They had to dig it and till it, and they started their seeds. They planted the vegetables, and they got to watch it grow a little bit. School gets out just as things are starting to get exciting in the garden. So that helps to have farmers come who already have established product.
But now, will there be some of those that will be still there when school starts again?
I'm thinking, yes, the garden is still going, and it's still going to be available, so they're going to keep
cultivating
it.
Tomatoes and maybe some other things that they can see that they planted last spring. So great idea. Kids will eat a lot of stuff that they grow that they won't eat otherwise.
Oh, I've got three kids, and I'll tell you what, you know, you can get them to eat a mulberry any day of the week, but they'll eat a pepper if they help you pick it, you know,
yes.
If it's something that's foreign to them or they're just not sure about, the excitement of understanding where it came from really goes a lot towards palatability.
You bet. We've been visiting with Amber Moore. And Amber, tell us again the website we need to go to for the longest table.
If you're looking to buy tickets online, it's brownpapertickets.com and do an event search for Avoca Main Street Longest Table.
Okay, thank you very much, Amber Moore, for visiting with us about the Practical Farmers of Iowa tour tomorrow and for the Longest Table on August 19th.
Thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's the thought. When I eat with my friends, it is a moment of real pleasure when I really enjoy my life.